This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Tuesday. Let's kick off the show with some positivity here on the Brett Mega Show. We each have a different show member pick out a story for you that put a smile on your face, especially during the stressful holiday season. Hannah, what's today's story?
So there was a new birth at an aquarium this week, but it's probably not what you think it is. I'll give you all the crazy fun details next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So the Big Bass Pro Aquarium out in Springfield, Missouri had quite the week as they welcomed a new family member there, but it wasn't an animal like a little baby fish or anything. It was actually a human baby that was born at the aquarium. A woman went on into like full labor while she was out looking at the fish or whatever. And it all happened within the span of 4 minutes.
That's crazy and scary all at the same time.
But yeah. Both the mom and the baby are fine. They definitely got their like admission tickets worth. And welcomed their new baby at the aquarium.
I think it's adorable that they'll have that amazing story. Like, hey, you were born in an aquarium. Like, well, where were you born? Hospital.
Right.
Like everybody else. Oh, yeah, man. Remember you next, right next to the dolphins and the whales.
It's another Aquaman.
Another Aquaman.
Literally.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. New study came out, says like 1/4 of us just constantly have to have music on at all times. I do feel like there's two different types of people. You're a music on 24/7, gotta be playing when you're doing everything, or you work in complete silence. Which one are you, Hannah?
I'm most definitely a music person. I have it on when I'm in the shower. I have it on when I'm in the grocery store. I'll put in my AirPods.
Do you really with the grocery store and everything? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I could be at Ulta shopping for makeup, and I have my music on. It's on all the time.
Really?
Even when I read, I can have music on.
I wish I could be that person. I cannot be. It depends on the activity. I get distracted too easy. Now, if I'm, like, mowing, I got my mowing mixtape in, so I'm listening.
Got your mowing mixtape.
So I know what I'm doing there, but, like,
if
I'm doing something at work or if I'm trying to concentrate on writing or something, I can't. No. I get distracted.
I go through phases, so I either always have music on or I always have TV on. But I do always have something
on. Yes.
It's the guys versus the girls. We can't focus on more things, two things at once.
We
ladies.
Know.
That's it.
Yeah, no music for me. Cannot be distracted. And yes, if anything's on, I'm distracted. And it's just a guy thing, I think. Mm-hmm. We just one task at a time.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Let's see what's trending. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. Anna will either tell me keep it moving or she'll say, no, Brett, I would like to hear more details about that story. It sounds lovely. I'll read a headline right now. Like a TikTok trend, Grinch spaghetti.
What does that entail?
Nothing really special, but it is trending on TikTok and kids are loving it. It's just green. It's most of the time it is just green. The people are using food coloring into the pasta water, dyeing it green. And then they're like, hey, we got Grinch spaghetti. And the kids like... parents are like filming it and the kids like love it. It's super cute and fun. Some people say like you can do like pesto and make it super green too, and the kids like it as well, but the dyed green spaghetti is Grinch spaghetti.
Food color makes everything fun.
Yeah.
Are you washing your clothes at the wrong temperature?
Oh, you know I love a good laundry story.
Do you wash your clothes in hot, warm, or cold water? ? Is what it says.
It depends what type of clothing it is.
All right. Consumer reports say that today's detergents use enzymes that work best in a very specific type of water. Which would you say you use the most?
Cold.
Cold water is correct.
Oh, hey.
Dang.
Hannah felt proud. Yeah. Most detergents nowadays, you just need cold. Like the whole like, oh, hot water like kills all the bacteria and all that stuff. The detergents have changed the game and you're probably pretty good.
Oh, good.
Wealthy people are most likely to do this.
What?
Steal from self-checkouts.
You're kidding.
According to a new report, 27% of people admitting to stealing from self-checkout. Most common people who would make a household income of over $100,000.
Tiss. That's bad.
The top soft skills that can land you a new job in 2026.
Nah, keep moving.
All right. You're like, I like
nothing will help me.
Okay. Fans can now book a Christmas Story home.
You know, that's probably my least favorite movie maybe ever. So keep it moving.
Whoa.
I don't like, oh, shut your eye out. Yeah, it's bad.
What was that?
That's how terrible. I feel about it.
Yes. That's what you said?
Yes. Every year that comes on, I roll my eyes.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Melissa, are you ready to play against Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Fair enough. Hannah, are you ready to play against Melissa?
I guess I could say the same.
All right. Hannah, leave the room. I'm going to ask you guys both the same five pop culture questions. Whoever gets more right gets the win, but a tie does go towards Hannah's record and she gets the win. Okay, Melissa?
Yep.
All right. Which company recently bought Warner Brothers, including HBO?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
HBO Max in a recent $83 billion deal.
Disney?
Okay. Sydney Sweeney finally commented about her Jean ad. What for what company?
American Eagle.
All right. This influencer and Dancing with the Stars contestant ended a relationship with an NFL wide receiver.
Oh, what is her name? I think her name's Danielle Topanga.
Okay. Name one team that is in the college football playoff. There's 12 of them. You can just name one.
Not Notre Dame.
That's right.
Not Notre Dame.
You know what? We'll accept it.
We will accept that as an answer because it's messed up. We agree, Melissa. You pulled at our heartstrings. And then who plays Buddy the Elf?
Will Ferrell.
That's correct. 3 out of 5. Nice. All right. We're going to find out if Hannah gets at least a 3 out of 5. We'll bring her back in the room next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool on the Brett Mega Show. It's 5 pop culture questions as Hannah versus Melissa goes down. Melissa, how'd you feel about the questions?
I honestly didn't think I got any of them except for the last one.
Well, you got 3.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Okay, cheating busted right there.
No, actually, she didn't use a phone for anything. She just did it. 3 out of 5. Okay. Legit. Right, Melissa?
Yeah. They were guesses is what it was.
Let's see if Hannah can guess her way to at least a 3 out of 5. Which company recently bought Warner Brothers, including HBO?
Netflix.
Yep, in an $83 billion deal merger. Netflix. Sydney Sweeney finally commented about her Jean ad for what company?
American Eagle.
That's correct. This influencer in Dancing with the Stars.
Alex Earl.
Yes, that is correct. Ended a relationship with an NFL wide receiver. Name one team that made the college football playoff.
Ohio State.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. They were
number one, right?
No.
Number two.
Okay.
They lost to Indiana in the Big Ten Championship.
That's right.
And Indiana was number one.
Missed a field goal, something.
But it's four. But it's, you got 4. You get the points. So you're 4 for 4 still. Melissa got the point for just saying not Notre Dame.
Right.
And Kevin and I are Notre Dame fans.
I know, poor Kevin.
That got the point for
you. There you go.
And then who plays Buddy the Elf?
Will Ferrell.
5 for 5. Hannah with a good score. Wow. Nicely done. And didn't even breathe. I felt like Melissa. She was fired away.
Yes, she was.
All right, Melissa. But you got to say this is Melissa and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Melissa and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 30% of brides said if they can go back in time and change this, if they were given a chance, what would it be?
I think 30% of brides would change their wedding colors if they could. Looking back at like 2014 era, people probably wouldn't choose mint green, but
all right,
maybe they're proud of that.
Yep.
30% is not a terribly large amount. I think they would like to change their husband.
Wow.
Oh.
All right.
Pop off.
Okay, I'm going to say their first dance song. Like, maybe they chose one that was really trendy at the time.
Great answer,
guys. Or their artist got canceled.
Yeah. 30% of brides would go back in time and change this if given the chance. No one got it correct.
Huh.
All right, 855-444-6342. If you think you can text it and guess the correct answer, what would a bride change if she can go back in time? Give the answer next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. 30% of brides would go back in time and change this if given the chance. What would they change, Hannah?
Max texted in and said the person they're marrying.
That's what Kevin said. It was incorrect. But man, another shot at the husband or wife.
Their wedding cake flavor is another guess we got. The musician family texted in and said the guest list.
That's funny.
Shots fired.
Yeah,
teacher Suzanne and her son Trevor texted in and said people wish they could change their dress.
No, I'm surprised no one has said this yet. Hannah and AB have lived at weddings lately. Anything that you notice at weddings that people might want to change?
The size of the wedding?
Venue.
Venue.
Oh, venue.
30% of brides said, you know what? If I go back in time, I'd get married at a different place. I would do a different thing. I feel like when you look back on it, you're kind of like, I wish I would have done a destination wedding. I wish I would have done something smaller.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you did like one of those big ones. That's
See,
the,
like, I
that's
feel
the
30%. Like that counts for size or guest list.
No, because I think they want the venue different. They wanted it at a completely different like place. But it would have also changed all of those things with it. Some people had found stuff that AB had posted online that probably weren't supposed to find it. This is an interesting question to teachers. If there's any teachers that are listening right now, how do you handle social media? And how do you handle your friends on social media? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. If you are a teacher, what do you do with social media? Are you on it? Are you private? What happens if your friends post you and they're not private? They're very public, like AB. AB works in radio and in social media, posts a lot of things on social media, and has teacher friends whose kids discovered your YouTube page?
Yes. So I have a YouTube channel and I post quite frequently on it almost every single day. And it's just something that's really fun for me. And months ago, back in April, I went to Disney with my two friends, Disney World, and we vlogged the whole thing. So I put together a video and I posted it on my YouTube channel. Well, my teacher friend who I went to Disney with, her students walked into her classroom the other day and just go, "So how was Disney?" And she was like, "What?" And then it kind of clicked and they were like, we found the vlog.
Oh, wow.
So they have seen our Disney vlog now. And it's funny because me and this friend went back and we like watched the video again, but through her students' eyes. And it would be wild seeing a teacher just like in the wild being normal like that.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. Oh,
in
wow.
this vlog, are you guys doing anything inappropriate or more like just silly and goofy?
No, and I feel like us rewatching it was trying to make sure that there was nothing that she could get like knocked for too.
Well,
but so she's okay. The video's fine. I linked it on our Instagram story if you guys want to watch it.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy because now they've found my Instagram. They go through like all of my YouTube videos because she's private. All of her stuff is private,
but she's all over
mine.
Oh, wow.
And I'm very public. So her students see it all now.
I would be that type of student to snoop my teachers. So I would have ate this up if I was one of her students.
What does she think of it? Do you know?
She got very nervous at first.
Yeah.
She like started going through watching all of the videos she's in and everything. But like, I don't post anything inappropriate. But as a teacher, you have to be very, very
careful. Is she aware that, like, oh, man, maybe I shouldn't be posted? Does she think about how you post or other people post? Or like, yo, like, since you guys are not private, you guys don't post my picture. Because my students are watching ABs now or watching the
show. She doesn't say don't post, but I think if we were to go on another trip and do another vlog like this, I would probably show it to her before posting it.
Really?
Just make sure.
Oh, man.
You know, if your students saw this, they're not going to say anything.
Kevin,
right?
your whole family are teachers.
Yes.
How does Sarah go about doing social media? And are you guys aware of like just being out and about in the public and stuff like that?
Very much so as far as posting things. I remember just being at Thanksgiving. We have a funny picture of my wife with a wine of glass. Oh, yeah. Glass, I'm sorry, glass a wine of glass.
Kevin's drinking wine now. Yeah.
That's why we don't post it. Yeah. But she's drinking a glass of wine, and she goes, that does not get up on the socials.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so you think about that. I think back in the day, too, when I taught with some other teachers who said they would never buy alcohol in the district they taught in.
Wow.
Whoa.
Because they didn't want to run into parents
or kids with a fake ID.
Yeah. Oh, that happened at my school. Yeah. I disagree. I think you should be able to post what you want, whether you're a teacher or not. You're still human.
True.
You just want to make sure you're not losing any respect is the main thing.
But like, right. If it's a super distasteful picture and your tongue's out and it's disgusting, okay, maybe that's one thing. But if you're at a holiday with your family and you have a glass of wine, what is wrong with that?
Because of what you just said. Like, for me, it doesn't feel like a distasteful picture is the tongue out. Like, who cares? They're being silly. But a glass of wine, you felt like that was.
I mean, like,
so
if
now you're just
blasted.
Up to the public. So you're up to the public opinion.
Regardless,
and I think when you're up to the subject of public opinion, you just play it safe. Because what one person deems disrespectful and crazy, another person sees it as not, and you have 30 kids and 30 sets of parents, and sometimes even more complicated sets of parents. Like, you're just so many people, and so it's just easier to not post. I'm curious how other teachers go about doing this. Have you been discovered on social media from your kids who follow you, find you, DM you? Do you have to tell your friends, hey, don't share anything that I'm in because my kids will find you? How does it work with social media and at your school as a teacher? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Want to hear from teachers or parents. How would you feel if you found this vlog of your teachers out and about in public? If you're a teacher, how do you handle social media, and how do you handle your friends with you on social media? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. AB is very public. She, you know, does a public job, but her friends don't have to do this public job, and some of them are teachers, and their vlog got discovered by kids.
And your
teacher friend's class.
Yeah, I went to Disney and made a vlog and posted it on my YouTube channel. And the friend that I went with is a teacher, and her middle school students found this vlog.
That would scare me. I agree with Hannah. Hannah had made the point of like, yeah, like, you know,
they're
I don't
only
think
human.
It, yeah, you should be able to live your life. I agree with that opinion. I also think that, like, you can live your life without social media. You don't have to post everything you do.
That's not fair. Just to be a teacher, you shouldn't have to not be able to post on social media.
And sometimes I think you have to weigh, like, that, like, what is it worth it? Like, it, at the end of the day, is it worth it? Like, who cares if you posted it? Go and live your life and experience those things. I'm curious how other teachers respond.
We got a text from Jada saying, I just post. If the parents and kids see it, they see it. Some people have found me, and that's fine.
See, but I feel like people have gotten canceled before.
Yeah.
Or fired because of it.
Yeah, I had a dance teacher or dance coach. She was hired and within 24 hours fired.
Whoa.
Because they found a parent went on her social media, on her Facebook, and found her. I won't say what the hat said, but the hat said something not great. And she was within 24 hours.
Because she was wearing a hat.
Yeah. Oh, could have
been ridiculous, political, anything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's up to the public opinion. And I was telling this AB with my kids. One of the things I've learned about, like, the classroom and just posting with my kids, I've been thinking more about it, too, is, like, it is crazy the stories that end up just taking off from kids in the school, from parents in the school. It just, like, it is a crazy cesspool of gossip.
Right.
It's a crazy place to be in.
We got another text saying, teachers are held into an insanely unachievable standard. Hannah is right. I'm just going to pause there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
How I spend my time outside of contract shouldn't matter, but unfortunately it does. I've had students show me pictures of myself that they have found from over 10 years ago. They don't understand that it's an invasion of privacy.
I agree with that. I think there are crappy parts of every job. I think it's a crappy part of a teacher's job that you're screwed as. Mm-hmm. The same thing happens for us, by the way. Like, if someone goes back and finds us ridiculous pictures and we're in the public eye, people are like, oh, that show is crazy. Or this happens to athletes before draft night. They'll go find these mm-hmm. young college kids and be like, well, you know, like they're going to fall in the draft because they have character issues because they tweeted this 10 years ago. It happens when you're in the public eye. And weirdly to say this, teachers are in the public eye. You are subject to the public opinion, and that sucks. It is a crappy part of the job and something you just have to be aware of. Victoria, how do you handle when it comes to posting? Victoria?
Oh, crap. Hold on.
No, you're okay.
I'm here. Sorry.
No, we don't care if you post. We will judge you if you swear, though.
Right.
You're right.
Teachers don't swear.
No. Are you serious? No. I don't post a lot like about myself. I post more about my, like, my kids and my family for my family who can't see them. But I do remember in college, and I had like a root beer bottle in my hand, but there was no indication that it was a root beer bottle.
No.
And I was driving and I was drinking. And so I started applying for jobs and I was like, you know what? This doesn't look like a root beer. So I had to untag myself from that photo. And like those types come to mind, like my past can come back because I haven't taken anything down since I was in high school. So like you were saying, I just want to make sure my past doesn't affect my present or my
yeah.
future.
To me, it's like, it does. I agree that it sucks that like so many parents are like deep scrolling mm-hmm. or judging a teacher for doing like drinking a glass of wine. Like they're drinking mm-hmm. a glass of wine. Like we drink glasses of wine, we live lives and we do it. But we do have to be aware of those things and just be hyper-vigilant to it. It's just a reality of the world we are working in and living in when it comes to social media. I can say it sucks that that is the rule, but I also get it. If that makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
The official Golden Globe nominations have been released for this year, and starting off with what I think was hands down like the biggest movie and the biggest hype of the entire year was Wicked for Good. And they did get nominated for Best Music for No Place Like Home and The Girl in the Bubble. And both girls got nominated, both Cynthia and Ariana, for their roles, so that was great. But ultimately, the movie got snubbed.
It's Ooh. Not nominated for Best Comedy, and you know, last year, remember, it was nominated
yeah.
for Oscars,
yeah.
all that. Mm-hmm. And what I've heard, I haven't seen it yet. It's not as good as the first. And
I've
the first,
heard the same, yeah.
And the first, you know, didn't win and got nominated. This one didn't even get nominated. Mm.
It makes me nervous because I wanted the first round to win, the first movie last year, and now they're just going to get snubbed. And I don't know.
For
yeah.
the
it
Oscars,
makes me sad.
Because
yeah.
Golden
yeah.
Globe's usually a prelim for the Oscars.
Right.
Yeah.
And then as for guys and actors this year, the big competition is basically in the realm of like musical or comedy, and the nominees for that include George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Timothy Chalamet. I would say were the big three in there. Other names to look out for this year are The Rock, which is crazy to me because he had that like UFC movie that completely flopped, The Smashing Machine, but The Rock did get nominated for a Golden Globe this
oh,
year
cool.
for that.
I will say this is the reason The Rock did it. He's done like big blockbuster movies and he came out and he said, I wanted to do a role that got nominated for awards to prove that I could do that. And then the movie like bombed at the box office. Everyone said The Rock did good and they get a like
nominated
kind of
yeah.
proves him right. Because
yeah.
first I thought, The Rock, just stick to those weird blockbuster movies, but good for him.
Yeah, and then as for TV, of course, White Lotus led with nominations with six of them. I feel like they do this every single year. Other TV shows that we've seen time and time again are Only Murders in the Building, Abbott Elementary, Severance. They're all nominated again. The Golden Globes know them. They love them. Of course, they're here. And then
I will point out a movie or TV show that got snubbed in the final season. No Stranger Things nominations, guys.
That, oh. I didn't think of that.
About zero Stranger Things got snubbed everywhere. People are like, this is the final season.
Could it be next year's?
No, they would have submitted. They would have submitted.
Oh,
just like the same
oh,
way
wow.
Wicked for Good
Even though the whole
out.
Season isn't out?
Even, like, at least they work in parts and they could have submitted
wow.
it already. Yeah, so they were snubbed.
Okay, ouch. And then AB, I wanted to mention for you, one of your favorite shows, Nobody Wants This. That was also a really big hit on the nominations this year. Both Adam Brody and Kristen Bell were nominated for the roles in the show.
I'm so happy for
I
them.
I knew yeah. you would.
They're
be.
Awesome.
Do you think they win any of them, though?
No.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
See if you know this one for the Megamind question of the day. If you're an average family, you lose about 5 of these a year. What are they? Megamind question of the day is coming your way next. I feel like AB is a little unwell. She killed off her best friend, guys. It's the Brett Maga Show. AB, explain why you killed off one of your best friends.
Yeah. So the other night, I had a dream that my best friend London died. And the whole dream was just me like sobbing in a corner.
How did she die?
I don't know. I don't know.
You just knew that like the dream was more about your reaction to London is down dead.
Okay. So I woke up very depressed and texted her immediately and was like, I need a wellness check that you're alive. And she is indeed alive. But I looked up what the dream means, and it says it can represent a significant change in your friendship, such as growing apart or a new phase in the relationship. And London just got married.
I was going to say.
A couple months ago.
She's one of your best friends that you were maid of honor for, right?
Yes, she was. And so she just got married a couple months ago. And so I guess it means that our friendship shifts, but it's interesting because I don't feel a shift at all. I don't feel like anything's changed. She actually doesn't live here. She lives in Houston. So she's a flight away from me. So it's not like, oh, I was seeing her every day here. And then now she's with her husband all the time. Like, no, I still talk to her the same amount. So to me, I don't feel like anything's changed, but maybe subconsciously I feel it.
Maybe it's just like her single life is now deceased.
Or maybe it's, I feel like a lot of people can maybe get in your head about like, oh, when you get married, so many things change. And so maybe you've been hearing that from different people since you've been involved in so many weddings that is just in the back of your head.
That could be.
There's a lot of we're all dream experts now. We're all speculating.
Yeah,
right.
Everyone's getting
maybe
in my
you
head.
Were the killer AB right. in the dream, and that's what we really need to be investigating. But do you remember when I said that like everything changes and nothing changes? Mm-hmm. That like almost feels like the dream description. Like you're like nothing really changed in my relationship, but like everything does. Like it has like this cosmic shift that doesn't feel very cosmic, right? Like, and that's kind of like what it feels like. It's like, maybe things aren't different for you, but they're different for her. But they're like, but it's not different. But she she looks at the relationship or any relationships different. I say this all the time. It is the hardest thing to explain, maybe other than just love, because, you know, like love has like so many deep meanings of the feeling you get when you are married, because most people end up living together beforehand. You're already have been together. You guys have like mutually have combined lives. And then like the day after you're married, like what's changed? Like nothing, but everything just feels different. Like this is your person. Like weren't they always your person? That's why you got married. Like, yes, but it's just different.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what that explanation is. It's like, I can't explain the death. I can't explain the feelings. And nothing's really changed, but everything really has changed in life. Because that's what growing up is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's weird, though, is I felt that mostly and was able to explain that with just like my relationship with my wife, like that growing. It's interesting that you guys would, or anyone would feel that like the cosmic or different shift with friendships, or be aware of this change and with friendships in that situation.
I mean, the friendships that I have are just like, we are so close. Like these are deep friendships. So it wouldn't surprise me that like subconsciously something's going on, but it did surprise me because I didn't feel that it was different, but I guess it is.
Do you think
now
coming to this conclusion
that
it's bothering you more than you realize and maybe it's something you need to dive into, or you're just like, no, I'm going to compartmentalize this and
I'm
going to
compartmentalize this for sure.
I don't really
want
to.
This is the first and last time we talk about it.
If my therapist is listening right now, that was our session.
Yeah.
I'm not digging into this anymore. Feel like all anyone is doing here is Christmas shopping and spending money. Here on the Brett Maga Show, we're going to ask you to come on down.
Woohoo!
We're going to do a little Christmas gift Price is Right. I'm going to give you a Christmas gift, and you tell me if it's over or under the price I have given to you.
Oh, boy.
We'll just see how much people are actually spending this holiday season. First up is the big whopper, guys. Apple AirPods Max. These are higher-end noise-canceling headphones, popular for adults and teens in your life who is asking for a big Christmas gift. Mom, Dad, I need a big Christmas gift like Apple AirPods Max. Over under $500
under.
For those.
Under.
Under. AB.
Under.
Under.
I believe they're over.
Kevin, did you get that as a request? Because you're the only one who got it correct. They
no
are over
way.
$100.
Yeah.
It'd be priced at $550.
Yeah, we were recently at the Apple store, and I thought I saw those and went, holy cow,
they must
no.
have went up in price, because I have a pair, and I did not pay $500.
These are the big old AirPod Max.
Yeah. Oh, like the headphones. Oh, yeah. I was thinking the little AirPods.
All right. Goat milk lotion and lip balm spa gift set.
Love that.
This sounds really nice for your lips and the spa treatment for the teen or mom in your life. Over under $50 on the spa gift set.
Over.
Over.
Those goats are goat.
Over for sure.
Kevin, I think that's under.
Kevin knows his lip balm.
Hey,
it is an inexpensive kidding. $16 self-care set, stocking stuffer for a nice small gift.
That must
gift.
Be a dupe wow. or something.
How about a Ninja Creamy ice cream maker? Fun, ooh. Useful kitchen gadget.
Love that.
Home cooks and families will love this as it makes desserts for your holidays. Over, under $399.
Okay, this is a tricky one. I'm going to say under.
All right.
I can't imagine it's that expensive. It's got to be under.
I believe it's under as well.
All three got it correct.
Shout out to Creamy.
Yeah.
$199. All right. How about a toy? This will be Kevin's wheelhouse. One of the most popular toys this holiday season is a lovable stuffed animal, the DJ Furby interactive plush toy. Over under $45 for the plush.
Holy
lovey.
Smokes. I'm going to say over.
Over $45.
Okay, expensive.
I'm going to say under.
Kevin.
I believe it's over.
It is over $56
oh,
wow. retail price.
I've been four for four. I need to go on the Price is Right.
Yeah.
I'm doing very well today.
Yeah, Kevin, you win the Price is Right.
Yay!
Now you get to
Yay!
You get to do the whole showcase showdown, Kevin.
Oh.
And for underneath our showcase showdown, we got nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.